Paul Ryan, the head apologist for the president, told reporters that he thought Trump should be given a pass for what appears to be obstruction of justice in the Comey firing. I always thought ignorance of the law was given pretty short shrift in a court of law, but apparently in the GOP Congress it has legs. Trump, the neophyte commander-in-chief who relies on no one's advice in these matters, pulled Comey aside, asked the others to leave the room, then told him he hoped he'd drop this Flynn-Russia investigation. When he didn't, Trump did what he does best. He fired him, then demeaned him in the press. Now he's calling Comey a liar. Of course, we expect new presidents to GPS their way around D.C. in the rough beginning, learn the ropes, figure out how the swamp is laid out. Maybe in Trump's case, a couple years, two terms even. The poor guy, and believe me, he's not. High crimes and misdemeanors don't count in Ryan's rule book. They tried attacking the messenger Comey, but geez, the guy comes across as pretty high-minded, and when he says he knew exactly what the president meant when he said he hoped that investigation would end pronto, you can bet one of those boys has cornered the market on integrity, and the other, well, one is a liar. Not a dissembler, not an exaggerator, not someone who's still learning the difference, it's so hard, but a liar, capital L. The hammer's going to come down on this sad affair in American history, and there will be those who stood up with courage and those who saw their hopes for political agendas slowly going up in smoke and did nothing to keep the fire from spreading. It's sad, very sad, believe me, to watch this pathetic reality TV show play out day after day. There won't be winners at the end of the series, but trust me, there will be plenty of losers. And not just the jokers who couldn't figure out the rules of the game.